Since President Trump launched his campaign by saying that Mexican immigrants are rapists, the rhetoric about our neighbor to the south has been heated. From initially demanding that Mexico will pay for a border wall between our two countries, to now declaring a national emergency to pay for it, so much of the focus has been on building security on the border that it can be easy to forget about other approaches to easing immigration, like what about diplomacy? Has this administration abandoned other approaches to solve the so-called crisis at the border? To answer that question, our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with international relations expert David Shirk.
While all of this rhetoric is going on about building the border wall, much of what we've seen in the last 10 years, 20 years, in terms of cooperation with Mexico is continuing. We're seeing continued support of development efforts in Mexico through our United States Agency for International Development. We see continued ongoing work through the State Department to assist Mexico, including efforts to help combat crime and violence. And so I think that much of the conversation or much of the talk about a wall is really for a U.S. domestic audience that's particularly concerned about immigration.
Yeah. So these sorts of diplomatic efforts that are going on and have gone on for a long time then, do they work? Is that the more productive approach if you look at the effects?
Well, I think that's a really great question, is how do we measure the impact of U.S. assistance anywhere in the world? It's there's not a lot of great examples where international aid has radically transformed or advanced development around the world. But, you know, in terms of the kind of efforts to boost Mexico's economy that have been most effective, arguably the best thing that we have done over the last 20 or 30 years is to open up our trade relationship with Mexico through the North American Free Trade Agreement and through other economic cooperation with Mexico, created opportunities for job creation and economic growth. Arguably, I do personally think that there have been real important investments made both through USAID and through our State Department cooperation with Mexico that have helped push the ball forward.
So when you look at the effects of NAFTA and now, you know, the new renegotiated version of NAFTA that will go into place, what kinds of effects has it had in Mexico in terms of the immigration debate? Like, this has created or helped create a Mexican middle class and reduce the number of people who would need to come across the border for work?
I think that's right. I think there's a Mexican economist named Luis Rubio who wrote a book on the Mexican middle class and points to numerous examples over the last 25 years in which we've seen real positive economic growth for millions of Mexicans by various metrics, levels of education, household income. There has been real progress in Mexico. Unfortunately, Mexico is still a developing country and still large numbers of people are not connected to the global economy in the way that they should be. So there are still missing opportunities. But that's really where some targets of opportunity lie in terms of U.S.-Mexico cooperation. The new government in Mexico, the new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is trying to create millions of new scholarship opportunities for young people who would otherwise be without a job and without an education. These are the famous ninis, the students who neither study nor work, that often get wrapped up in organized crime.
Let's talk more about Mexico's new president, AMLO, as he's known. He's also sort of a nationalist point of view, right? How did the two personalities that are now in charge of these two countries, where you have AMLO on one side and Trump on the other, how is that kind of playing into the debate here?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of hand-wringing in the lead-up to López Obrador taking power. He's often portrayed as a demagogue, as a firebrand, a populist, and someone that might very well clash with President Trump, who in some ways fits those same categorizations. And, you know, interestingly, there's been a very cordial and sort of respectful dialogue between Trump and López Obrador. I think perhaps because of recognizing the sensitive nature and potentially explosive situation with a new Mexican president. So there's, I think, real potential for continued cooperation.
So then looking forward, where does this end? Like, it seems like we, before the president took office, maybe we're on this path toward continued integration, more cooperation. Is that still the path that we're on?
I think so. It's hard to say. Folks studying globalization for many years just thought that, you know, we were moving towards an ever more integrated global economy where, you know, we were seeing declining trade barriers and increased flows of goods, capital, and people. But what we've seen in the last couple of years is a real retraction or retrenchment from globalization. There's a lot of people who are concerned about the effects on their lives, on their communities, on their workplace. And there's been less support, I think, for global economic opening. And we see that in President Trump's policies. So in terms of Mexico, I think that there is such a strong pull in terms of the business relationships, and even the personal relationships between people on either side of the border, particularly here in the border region, but I think increasingly in other parts of the United States. One thing that the last 20 years has done, both through NAFTA and through increased immigration, is increase the ties that bind between the United States and Mexico. And you know, that seems to be a relative constant across Democrat and Republican administrations. And I anticipate that we're going to see a continued movement towards greater integration overall in North America, particularly between Mexico and the United States.
All right. David Shirk is the director of the Master's Program in International Relations and a professor of political science and international relations at the University of San Diego. David, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.